It's a big show. Oh, it's a big bad show tonight. All right, it's time to run through the list of entertainment acts coming to the Metroplex. We'll decide at the end of the segment which is the biggest show coming to town this week. Don't forget, in 20 minutes in Gordo's Corner, we have a great emergency break to listen to. But first, big show coming to town, brought to us by Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings. And by Starwood Motors. We have 8 candidates this week, so let's get to it. Candidate 1, Thursday night at the House of Blues, The Devil Wears Prada. They will also be joined by
the movie.
As I Lay Dying.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of As I Lay
Dying?
I like
As I Lay Dying, yes.
That's all you can do when you listen to this music.
Lay dying?
Just lay down and, yeah, act like you're dying.
Sounds like the singer's dying here.
Rich.
I'm not that big into these guys. That's all they're dying, though.
What, do they mic someone's torture or something? What is this?
It's not him.
Uh-oh. Little machine gunning there, the kick. Always nice.
So which of the albums put out by Devil Wears Prada do you guys like the most?
The one with Meryl Streep.
Dead and Alive.
Wanted!
Zombie. Dead Throne.
Oh gosh.
Or With Roots Above and Branches Below.
Yeah, I like their older stuff.
That last one's the best because it's the most poetic.
Jeez. All right, candidate number 2, biggest show coming to town this week, Thursday as well, at the Courtyard Theater in Plano. The ticket's own Jack Ingram.
Yeah.
Thought he lived here.
Lives in Austin.
Oh.
Oh, God. Look, oh, good. Listen to him. I'm tired of all this crap.
Danny, let it go.
Not Danny. Stop saying that.
The clouds are parting the summer sun. Oh, please. Vomit.
Hope his guitar breaks in the middle of the song.
Can't take
falls off a cliff.
Can't take it.
The music, I like it.
No, I like Jack.
Hope it's
Sam or Danny, whatever his character is doing, just drives
gets
me crazy.
Stolen. All his equipment gets stolen. Can't play anymore.
All right, candidate 3. Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night at the AT&T Performing Arts Center. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is at the Meyerson. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Meyerson, it's Chris Botti.
Oh, God, he sucks.
I hadn't even finished his name. You didn't even know who I was going to say. Chris Botti.
Bottom.
The noted trumpeter and composer.
I enjoy his shots.
Not Botti.
Botti.
Oh, good
one! Boy, Danny would hate this.
Bottom.
All right, that's 3 big shows this weekend that he's performing.
Yeah, man.
I'm just almost drifting off to sleep.
No kidding. 2 hours of this live?
Why, God.
All right, this is so boring.
Candidate 4.
Surely Chris Botti falls asleep during his own concert.
Saturday night at the Arlington Music Hall, the Charlie Daniels Band.
Oh, Charlie Sucky!
The Charlie Daniels Band.
I need to go see them. I've never seen them. What night is this?
Saturday.
Yeah.
He's 76.
You better go see him.
Yep.
Oh, whoa. Why is that?
He's 76.
And he doesn't look like the picture of health at 76.
Isn't he missing a finger?
He is still chicken fried.
Is he missing a finger?
I thought so.
Isn't that Jerry Garcia?
Oh, something weird happened to him.
It's Tony Iommi. I told you that last week.
I still love this song.
I do too.
I think I was like in third grade or something when it came out. And I was so into it.
His ring finger and his pinky on his left hand are nubs.
Oh, really?
Okay, okay, so there. Rich looked, that looked up. It up for us.
Tony Iommi again.
Oh,
Listen to that. There's no way Brady Black could play that. Oh, my God.
I know. So Brady Black. Oh, Brady Black doesn't hold a candle.
Yes, he does. Much better tone. Better licks.
Brady Black wakes up every day wishing he were Charlie Daniels.
No. Just praying that he loses a finger and becomes Charlie Daniels.
He respects Charlie Daniels, as every fiddle player does, but better.
Here comes the guitar. The whack-a-chack.
That was such a spare part.
I guess they didn't have a guitar in this part.
All right.
No, this is not. No, wait, it's not.
Hey, Dinkus, turn on my computer for a sec. This is my favorite Charlie Daniels
song. My computer sucks. God, listen to that.
This is live.
Hey, would you like a finger update?
Whoa, I'm sorry.
Where? What song is this, first of all?
Sal's going to do it again.
That's your favorite, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You love that.
George was completely unaffected by the movie Lincoln.
No.
He walked out of there.
It's as if that whole thing never happened.
All right, Rich, a finger update?
In high school, building a set for a senior play, he cut off the first knuckle of his right ring finger with a rip saw.
What? Mark that, by the way.
Like anyone can even
see?
Know.
See?
Okay, that's who I was. That's remember I said, okay, or somebody in the Charlie Daniels band. That's
it's
what
him.
It was.
And
that
he
was
said
my
he
confusion
was,
with that and Def Leppard.
He was thankful it was his right hand because that way he still could
he can bow with
do
his
all
right.
the frets and, you know, because he plays guitar and violin both.
Wait a minute.
Fiddle.
He cut off his knuckle.
Yeah,
not the finger.
Well, at the first knuckle.
Oh, the finger at the first
yes,
knuckle.
Yes, because okay. I saw a picture of him, too. His right ring finger.
Got a nub.
Like Tony Iommi. He's got a nub there.
Gosh.
Rich is our nub expert on this
Who
show.
Who are we listening to here?
Good.
Let me go get the toilet paper for when this crap is over.
Danny.
Not Danny.
All right, candidate number five. Biggest show coming to town this week. Also Saturday night at Billy Bob's in Fort Vert. Ryan Bingham.
Oh, please! Bingham!
I like Ryan Bingham. Got a very unique and gravelly voice. He's greatness, though.
Is it an affectation or is that his real voice?
This is his real voice. I know, Gordon, we hadn't got to a hook yet. Just give it a second.
Oh, get to it.
Donkey butt.
For the love of it. Okay, crap. Next song.
He's greatness. Everybody likes Ryan Bingham. But I know.
I don't.
Except for you.
I wish he'd fall into that sinkhole in Florida.
Jeez.
Man. All right. Please leave the studio.
Nobody treats their fellow musicians with less respect.
Will somebody please make Ryan Bingham lose a finger to a rip saw?
Oh. Candidate six.
Such a downer.
Biggest show character. Coming to town this week. Also Saturday, this is out at South Fork Ranch. It's the big Texas Music Revolution.
Yes.
Featuring Jason Boland and the Stragglers, Turnpike Troubadours, Chris Knight, and more.
Man, that's huge. Turnpike Troubadours. I think they're my favorite group right now.
Wow,
I
really?
I love the Turnpike Troubadours. Yeah, Chris Knight's awesome. That's our buddy Josh from the range. This is their big concert every year. Let me play some Turnpike for you. I think you boys will like them.
Chorus. Where's
Who's
Chorus?
Is this Jason Boland that we're listening to?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
All right, crank this up, Jer. These are the Oklahoma boys known as the Turnpike Troubadours.
Well, it's muffled.
Has some bluegrass roots to him. Really good fiddle player. The lead guitarist can also play banjo.
Crap, 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 crap.
I'll hit you. Talk to the Turnpike Troubadours.
Bottom.
Awesome. Check him out. You've never heard him before. Turnpike Troubadours. I think the O's are playing out there, too. He's like 20 bands or so.
Yeah.
Tons of them.
Oh, they suck, too. Good friends of mine, but suck. What do you think of that?
I think that's a great concert.
I wish this concert had gotten caught up in that tsunami over there.
Very odd. All right, candidate number 7, Sunday night at the Kessler Theater. Put this guy on the list because I don't know if anybody remembers him or knows him. Bruce Coburn. Do you remember him from the early MTV days?
I thought he's the guy who does 99.5, The Wolf.
No.
That's Barry Corbin.
Oh. It's Bruce Coburn. Close. And I remember as a kid watching MTV being disturbed by this song and this video, If I Had a Rocket Launcher. Remember this?
No.
No, I don't.
They played it every hour on MTV second for about a year. Today,
everybody scatters.
It's crap then and crap now.
The title of the song just seems so weird to me. If I Had a Rocket Launcher.
I hope this song gets caught in Snowmageddon.
Die.
Making sense.
Not a bad song.
I hope this song goes back and gets caught in Hurricane Hugo. And falls into the sinkhole in Florida.
A very unfortunate misspelling of Coburn.
What do you mean?
He spells it C-O-C-K-B-U-R-N.
You sure you're pronouncing it correctly then?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because that's how the VJs pronounced it back in the day.
VJ Singh?
All right, then, candidate number 8. Sunday night as well at the Winspear Opera House, the AT&T Performing Arts Center, Joan Rivers.
Two disappointments, Dave. Two disappointments. One, they said you are going to be right next to Brad Pitt. And I got so excited. And I really thought so because there was a booster seat. But he never showed. The other was I met Adele.
You met Adele?
Yeah.
Oh!
And she's on the show?
She won. Oh, yeah. Lovely woman.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, no. No, she's thin. Can we just talk to each other here? You know, what is her song, Rolling in the Deep?
Yeah.
She should add fried chicken. It is just...
Hilarious. Why didn't she give it up?
Joan Rivers?
Like 90?
She can actually be funny, but I think
really?
She's tone deaf on that Adele thing.
I never really laughed at her jokes. That's usually
she also
a
made
prerequisite for being
Holocaust
a comedian.
Joke the other day.
What's that,
yeah.
Jer?
She also made a very unfortunate Holocaust joke the other day, too.
Yeah.
But I didn't get the Brad Pitt joke.
I guess because he's short.
I just looked him up. He's 5'10". I always thought he was like 6'1", 6'2". Brad Pitt's 5'10"? Really? Wow.
Oh. Really, guy? Really?
But again, it's
really?
Not like he's 5'1".
Really?
Yeah, that's some great comedy.
That's too
there.
Short for Brad Pitt.
It is too short for Brad Pitt.
Doesn't he go down in your eyes? Oh, I mean, doesn't he?
Sorry,
oh. Isn't his stature?
Don't
lowered?
Like him that much.
Yeah, Brad Pitt should be at least 6'1".
Yes, that's what I've always thought he was.
Do you guys agree with my theory that you have to be over 6 feet to be a real man?
No, you disprove that.
How do I disprove that?
Because you're over 6 foot and you're not a real man.
Damn.
Boom.
Hey, you just got served.
Hey, Jeremy, turn off a little 5'8 Rich Phillips mic over there.
Not 5'8.
Yeah, you are.
Nope.
Yeah, you are rich.
Leave on his
hey, rich.
And leave
come in
off
here
the
and we'll
jackass.
See who the real man is.
Yeah,
man.
No.
How tall are you?
Up.
How tall are you?
5'10".
Huh? How tall are you, Fernando?
8 foot.
Oh,
all right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate 1, Thursday at the House of Blues, The Devil Wears Prada, and As I Lay Dying?
Please.
Candidate 2, Thursday at the Courtyard Theater in Plano, Jack Ingram.
Sleepy.
Candidate 3, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Meyerson, Chris Boddy.
Go away.
Candidate 4, Saturday at the Arlington Music Hall, the Charlie Daniels Band.
Let's go see Chris Boddy.
Candidate 5, Saturday at Billy Bob's, Ryan Bingham.
You go.
Candidate 6, Saturday at the South Fork Ranch, the Texas Music Revolution with Turnpike Troubadours and Jason Boland and the Stragglers.
Katrina.
Candidate 7, Sunday at the Kessler Theater, Bruce Coburn. Or candidate 8, Sunday at the Winspear Opera House, Joan Rivers.
Yeah, Bob.
George. But the Turnpike Troubadours, the O's, Jason Bolan, Chris Knight. Whoa. That is awesome. TMR. Texas Music Revolution.
Don't call it TMR.
TMR? You want to TMR?
We go to TMR?
What's that, hell yeah?
What was the question?
Skip.
Rich? No, no, no. Hold on. I want to vote for the Joan Rivers.
Okay.
Because she may not live much longer.
Rich?
I'm extremely disappointed you left off Volbeat tomorrow night at the Palladium Ballroom.
Volbeat?
Volva? Yes. That would be my vote. But I guess I'll have to take Joan Rivers in.
Okay.
What? What are you clowns doing?
I'd like to vote for Volbeat.
No one thinks she's funny.
Oh, you don't.
I take the field.
Can't do that.
Right, the field sucks, too.
Shut up. Charlie Daniels, because he probably will die before Joan Rivers.
Okay.
But Fernando? Just barely.
Joan Rivers.
Just barely.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are
George,
bananas.
You hate any female comedian.
No, I'm
yes,
just...
you do.
So do I.
Okay,
so
Fernando.
I'm with George.
Number one, she is not funny.
I also hate male comedians.
Separate that. That is not a big show. Joan
yes,
Rivers.
Is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
What, among 65-year-old people?
Her body of work stands the test. She's
that is not
big
a big
act.
Show.
Yes, it is.
You guys are so off.
When did we move to Russia?
I am voting for Joan Rivers. So
there's no way.
5-1,
no
Joan
way.
Rivers, Sunday
the
at the AT&T Performance.
Why are you so violent about
that's
this?
That's going to be in the morning news. Hey, wow, Joan Rivers
it
is
will be
to
in
town.
The morning news, yes.
I bet it won't.
I bet it will.
Bet it won't.
It's on
a bet
big billboard
bet
on
bet
Central.
Will. Bet it won't.
Bet it will.
There'll be 8 times the amount of people at TMR. There'll be 5 times the amount of people at Ryan Bingham.
Doesn't
that
matter. They're
the
not
needle.
As big as Joan Rivers.
Yeah. Oh. Be 3 people there, and none of them
you're
will
like,
laugh.
You're like a PR guy for this.
All right.
Boy, what a review What's that is. There'll be 3 people there, a preview.
Nobody will laugh.
There'll be 3 people there, and not a one of them will laugh.
No. All right, what's next in the corner?
All right.